Southern California Christian Students College Retreat, Anaheim, California, April 16 through 18, 2010. Conference title is Our Birthright. Afternoon Fellowship.
I really believe that the more that we see that we have a share, you have a share of the allotted portion. We have a share of the good land. We have a share of the priesthood. We have a share of the kingship. Then we're full of thanks to our God and Father. But you know what? On the other hand, what we have is, it's just a share. I don't know if you've ever considered that. It's just a share. I have an enjoyment of the lot of land at UCLA. I really enjoyed it this past year. But this afternoon, who here would like to hear about the lot, the allotment at ASU? Anyone here? Yeah. How about the enjoyment of the allotment of the portion at OCC? Yeah. Amen. You've been enjoying your priesthood and your kingship at UCI. Would you like to hear some priests and kings from Santa Ana College? Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's just, I feel it's so good. This afternoon, we're going to have some sharing from many campuses across Southern California. Like I said, there's Arizona State is here. But it's just so good that there's no element of competition. There's no element of comparison because we're all in the hood. Amen. And we're all in the ship. Amen. Praise the Lord, in the hood and in the ship. There's no element of rivalry. All things are yours in the priesthood and the kingship. So anyway, I think the first group will come up here. One other quick thing. It's really difficult, I can attest to this, to speak in front of 1,000 people. And there's going to be some students exercising their spirit to release their surplus. How about we all stand with them? Even quietly, you might pray for them as they're speaking. Outwardly, you amen them. And so there's the dispensing and there'll be the receiving. Amen? Amen? Amen. How about the first group comes up?
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we love you!
Amen.
This is USC Christian Students, or we are from USC, and we're Christian Students. Christian Students was founded in 1993, and I came in as a freshman, and now I'm a junior, so I've been with it for 3 years. And this semester, I really, really enjoy just spending time with the saints. Amen. I know that sounds very general, but what I mean is, 3 times during the week during lunch, I have small appointments for Bible studies with a couple other sisters. And this has been such a salvation to me, just having a time set apart in the middle of the day where I can just escape from my day, no matter how busy it is, and just enjoy the Lord and labor on the Word. And through this, like we heard in the message last night, when you labor on the Word, without even trying, when you're with others, you just gain more Christ, and then you have a surplus. And when you're with the saints, you're really just in the light. So I just appreciated having these times with the sisters to labor on the Word and to pray for my friends. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. My name is Derek, and I'm a grad student at USC, and this is my first year as Christian Students. And the highlight of my year is going on the spring break funding trip, and it just taught me the whole baptism of the body of Christ. And I just really enjoyed how everyone cares for one another. There's a couple things I really enjoyed, and it was when just spending time with the brothers and getting to know them at a deeper level. Amen. And then just getting built up with them. And another thing I really enjoyed is when we visited San Francisco State, another brother and I preached the gospel on campus, and it was my first time preaching the gospel to people who were really open, and they just called on the Lord and they were saved.
Amen.
So praise the Lord for that experience.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus!
Amen.
So good.
Hi, I'm a freshman at Spring Avenue at USC. This is my first semester here.
so glad to be with you all. But I just want to share my highlight of my portion this year being living in the dorms, actually, which is kind of a surprise. Actually, living with my roommate has probably been the greatest experience that I've had. And, you know, it all started basically even in December before I got here, where me and a servant were actually praying for him day by day, just hoping that he would get saved. And, you know, just knowing this guy, I mean, he's totally not the type of person who would receive the Lord at all. Like, he's a typical college kid, he's in a fraternity, and, like, he's just all over the place. He's just an interesting guy. But what's amazing is that for every single night, I really learned the power of prayer. And I would just pray for his salvation every single night as soon as I got to USC. And, you know, it all came to fruition. It took him a while. Basically, what happened was that he had to get singled out, like, 3 times by people who were passing out tracts on campus. And I saw a tract on the desk one day, and I was like, dude, that's for my church. And I was like, praise the Lord! So I knew that somebody was really touched. I was actually trying to contact him. The Lord was answering my prayer. And it all came to fruition when he found a random Bible in an elevator. He just saw it lying there, and the light was, like, illuminating on him. He was like, this is God. And I was like, dude, praise the Lord! So we brought him to meet with some of the brothers. Basically what happened, basically he actually received the Lord there. He actually prayed and received the Lord into the Spirit. And then he talked to me that night. He was like, Alex, do you want to pray? And I was like, absolutely. And for the next nine days, he prayed and received the Lord in the Spirit again. Amen. And he called on the name of the Lord. So this is the power of prayer. Amen.
Amen.
My name is Isaac Gonzalez, and I'm here with Melody Wang, and we're here representing the students from the Christian students at OCC, Orange Coast College. The highlight of my semester, my year, would have to be prayer with twos and threes, with other students in the Christian Club. The Christian Club actually started back in 1977, and I came to know the Christian Club my freshman year. And the highlight would have to be just during the week, I'd forget the Lord sometimes. And then I'd just call up one of the brothers and just ask him, hey, can we pray? And say, yeah, let's pray. And so we'd start praying, and then I'd bring up a friend that I'm burdened for. And we'd start praying for my friend, and then he'd bring up a friend that he's burdened for. And then we'd each start praying for our friends. And then later on during the week, we'd start praying for each other's friends. And then our friends would just start enjoying the Lord. I mean, it's just awesome. I love praying with the other brothers, and it's really encouraging to know that there are others who you can pursue the Lord with together.
Amen.
My name is Melody, and I'm a sophomore at OCC, and I met the club in my freshman year. So this past semester, I've also really enjoyed praying in the twos and threes. In the past, when I prayed, I would only pray by myself, when I needed the Lord the most, when I had hit a situation that was stressful or difficult, and then only then I would pray. But even those times were irregular and unscheduled. But this past semester, at the beginning of the semester, another student in the club and I have been getting together twice a week at a set time just to pray together. And so at first it was kind of awkward, it's kind of difficult. We didn't know what to pray, looking at her right now. But gradually, we just started using this time as an opportunity to pray about what the Lord put on our heart. Mm-hmm. And after a while, now the sister and I are connected in a way that we weren't before. And now, every day, whenever some little thing would come up, it's so easy for me just to pick up my phone and give her a call or send her a text. I like to call them like prayer distress signals, just short texts that say like, we need to pray, call me ASAP, you know, something like that. And anyway, so this semester, the Lord really used this time to show me that it's so important and so precious to be built up with the saints, with the other brothers and sisters through prayer.
Amen.
I'm Mike Myers. I'm from San Diego State. I'm a junior at San Diego State, part of the club Christians at San Diego State, SDSU. I've been in club since 2006, and this is awesome to just hang out and know Jesus. And it's amazing. I've been there since I was a freshman, just a little booth on campus, and I've been going ever since. The part I love is hospitality and community, and just hanging out. And when I was in the dorms, it wasn't a really good situation. They were just like, hey, come over, have some good food, hang out, you know, learn more about the Lord. It's been awesome. And just like, even now, it's just like inspire me when I grow older to invite people into my house and just a community, just whenever to be like, hey, if you want to hang out, pray, do whatever. It's been awesome.
Amen.
Hey, priest. What's up? I'm Kinsey. I'm a sophomore at San Diego State. I've been in the Christian club for 2 years. And my favorite thing about this club has been the fact that they baptized me last year. And praise the Lord. And the fact that my brothers and sisters, no matter what happens to me for the rest of my life, they will always be there to support me through my walk with God and my eternal salvation with Christ. And I am so blessed about that.
Praise the Lord, saints. My name is Glenn Langenfelter. I am a junior at SDSU. I've been meeting with the club since last fall. But praise the Lord. I've loved seeing how the Lord has been working and moving in the homes. Amen. We've had several students baptized in the homes, and that's how the Lord is moving in on SDSU campus, is by the homes that are open in like, nearby the campus. So we have a few home meetings, one every week. And the Lord is really gaining our students on this DSU campus. So praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My name is Dave Buchanan. I'm a junior at Cal State University Northridge.
And my name is Jordan. I'm also a junior.
And I'm Cyan. I'm a freshman at Cal State University.
Praise the Lord. Our club was founded in the mid-80s. But the Lord has given us a brand new start.
Amen.
This past year has been glorious.
Amen.
Just been enjoying exercising my spirit like I never have before.
Amen.
Being bold to declare that we love the Lord.
Amen.
In front of our friends.
Amen.
Oh, it's just been wonderful. In the meetings, we just do anything to get to the Spirit.
Amen.
Because we realize that this is what attracts our friends.
Amen.
It's nothing but the Spirit.
Amen.
It's nothing but reaching the Lord that attracts our friends.
Amen.
All students explain, we have atheists come and then they want to bring their friends. Doesn't make any sense, but it's the Lord's life.
Amen.
Just, I had a friend named Natalie. She came to the meeting. She was an unbeliever. By the end of the meeting, because we were exercised in our spirit, she was declaring that she was for the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This last year, I've been enjoying the oneness we have in Christ. Over spring break, we went to North Hall and we met with the Christian students up there. And like, it was like we've known them forever, like automatic friendship, like everything. And I just really enjoyed it so much. Also during spring break, I went to a home meeting in Zemebar, my best friend, who had gone to a home meeting with me before in Tucson. And she really wanted to like go to home meeting because she enjoyed it so much. And now she's meeting with some of the sisters at Cal Poly Pomona. And I'm just really glad for this oneness that we have with each other and with the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord. My highlight this past year of being involved in this club would probably be the Bible study. Every week we get together outside under the trees on the lawn for our Bible study. It's amazing. For everyone just to see us when we're singing on the lawn is just great. And we just recently finished the book of John, and two things really stuck out to me in the book of John. That the Lord is the tree of life.
Amen.
And also the Lord is the great I am.
Amen.
And I also really enjoyed small groups, in the sense of like a small Bible study. We're learning to get into the Word more, fellowship with one another, and prayer. It's just so good, and it makes me realize that I'm so glad that we have this Bible study, but it makes me realize that, no, I need the fellowship every day with the
Amen.
Lord and with the brothers and sisters. It's been awesome, so I just praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. My name is Luis, and we have Gwen, Josh, and Jose. And we are representing Christian students at Santa Ana College. So the testimony of the Lord at Santa Ana College has been there since 1975, but the club was established in 1992. And oh, Lord Jesus!
Amen!
I started meeting with the saints in my freshman year, so I'm a sophomore / senior. So my top enjoyment has been just singing the Word of God.
Amen!
Every Tuesday, we just gather around in the middle of Sanana College, we just sing hymns to the Lord. And this is, singing is very key, because singing, this is how we are filled in spirit, and this is how we let the word of Christ dwell in us richly.
Amen. Oh Lord Jesus!
Amen.
I began meeting with the group, September last year, and I just really enjoy the Friday night meetings at the home. And that's where I get the top enjoyment. And I just really enjoy listening to all the saints share. We eat so much good food, and we sing to the Lord. It's great. And on Fridays, I'm usually very tired, but over there, I get so refreshed.
Amen.
My spirit gets renewed.
Amen.
And I leave so happy.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And I have been meeting with the club since last semester, and today I want to share a short testimony that many years ago, my heart was not willing to turn to the Lord. But one day the Lord touched me and I began to pursue the Lord by going to the Bible meetings with the college students on campus. And I realized, I found out that the more I go to the Bible meeting, the more I love the Lord.
Amen.
And since that time, the Lord has been growing in me, building me up with the saints in the church and causing me to love the Lord more.
Amen.
And now I realize that how precious the Lord is to me.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. My name is Jose Gonzalez, and I used to, this past year, I was a student at Santa Ana College. I think I was at Santa Ana College for about 4 years, and I really felt that this past year was the year that the Lord gave me the most. And it was through the matter of twos and threes, of just having a companion that you can go to and just gain more of Christ.
Amen.
You know, Matthew 18:20 says, "For there, where there are two or three gathered in my name, I am there in their midst."
Amen.
You know, and you just really feel Christ flowing.
Amen.
You know, you just get with a companion or a friend and get into the Word and enjoy Christ. And it's so simple.
Amen.
Just call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus!
Amen. Hallelujah!
Amen.
My name is Michael Jones. I'm a freshman, first year meeting with the Christian students, and we're from UCLA.
I'm Roland. I'm a second year at UCLA, second year meeting with the Christian students.
I'm Daniela. This is my freshman year at UCLA and my first year meeting with the club.
Amen. So we've really been enjoying the meetings of the Christian students.
Amen.
And they've been just so awesome. Last year we had them on campus, but this year we moved to the homes. And this has just been such a blessing. And we're at the Walker's house, and every Saturday, every single chair that the Walker's own is occupied.
Mm.
And people are even sitting on the stairs, there's not enough room. And it's just so enjoyable. Everyone's exercising their spirit. It's just, oh, Lord Jesus, it's awesome. And then we also have these joint college meetings almost every semester. And that's CESA and UCLA and USC and some other campuses. And these are just out of this world. They're in like the third heavens, you know? It's so enjoyable. Like this one time we were all singing, everyone's standing up, and I just wanted to share something. So I had to get off on my chair, and I was just releasing my spirit on my chair. It was just, oh Lord Jesus, it was awesome. And then Phil Jacobson, he had this stick, and he was like directing us. He was like, Jesus, Jesus. Oh Lord, it was just so enjoyable. Oh Lord. So, yeah, we've just really been going after the Lord, just enjoying our birthright all together.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, the college meetings have been so enjoyable. But the students at UCLA have also been enjoying the Lord on a more intimate level, especially with the gatherings of the twos and threes. As the brother said in Matthew 18:20, the Lord says, "For where there are two or three gathered in my name, there I am in their midst."
Amen.
This year, the Lord answered my prayers by providing me with a sister who has been both a friend and a spiritual companion to me.
Amen.
Our enjoyment of the Lord together has been so sweet and so refreshing.
Amen.
It's such an encouragement to have someone who you can not only study with or work out with, but you can pray with and
Amen.
Spend time with and read the Bible with every day.
Amen.
And as we spend more time together, we become one in spirit and one with the Lord.
Amen.
And her burdens become my burdens, and I find myself praying strongly for her friends as well as mine.
Amen.
I feel that it's on the Lord's heart that we all be built up with spiritual companions
Amen.
In order to pursue the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that the Lord is blending all of us together at UCLA.
Amen.
One of the blending thing we had at UCLA was actually this past spring break. We had a spring break trip. There were two groups. One group went to the Midwest, the other went to Boston. And I was on the Boston trip with about 35 other students. And you know, Boston is a very historical place. You know, just through the sightseeing, we were able to see a lot of history. But even through the human history, we were able to see the divine history of the Lord's move.
Amen.
And it was so eye-opening because we were able to see just how much the Lord has done on this earth.
Amen.
But the one thing that I enjoyed the most on this trip was just the body of Christ.
Amen.
You know, the body of Christ, by blending with the saints in Boston, I was able to see how there are so many ones just loving the Lord all over the earth.
Amen.
Even through the hospitality, I was able to experience how much the ones there just poured out their everything. Poured out their everything for us.
Amen.
And we even prayed with the ones in Boston for their burdens and the Lord's move on their college campuses.
Amen.
And so basically, this was not only like a historical, I not only saw like the history of the Lord's move, but also experienced the sweetness of the body of Christ.
Amen.
So I said repeatedly during the trip, and I say it again, you know, it was one of the best weeks of my life.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. My name is Tim. I'm here with Tal and Lydia, and we're from Arizona State University. I came to Christian Students in my freshman year, and this year it was really enjoyable that we had an opportunity to meet outside of our Bible study, outside of our Friday night college meetings, and we actually met in the homes, and we would come and we would enjoy the Lord, get into His Word, and also enjoy Him through singing. But in particular, I really appreciated this matter of prayer. And not only prayer by ourselves individually, but we would pray together in a corporate way. And in this way, you know, we open ourselves to the Lord. We allow Him to come in us and reign in us. And not only reign in us, He's reigning through us to have the work on the campus.
Amen. My name is Tao. I'm from Vietnam. And almost 4 years ago in 2006, I came here to gain education. But not until now do I realize that the Lord brought me here to become a prince.
Amen.
And to become a king.
Amen.
I'm a senior at ASU, and I have been enjoying the home meeting from last August, which is last fall. And I got baptized in September.
Amen.
I really enjoy the fact that after the whole week of doing all the tiredness and going to school and working, I finally get some time to spend with the Lord on every Thursday. A few students and together with a few brothers and sisters, we just gather at one home, and together we get into the Word. We start to gain more of the Lord.
Amen.
And it doesn't matter how tired I am. When I go to the meeting, I don't see the tiredness. I don't see any expression of Satan. But I see the enjoyment in God.
Amen.
And at the end of the meeting, I always feel with the Spirit. And the next day, the Spirit outflow out of me. To my new roommate, to my friends, to my study buddy. And I really enjoy the fact that the Lord is here for us. And we are all here coming from different backgrounds, different ethnicity, but we are all in one together in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, I can really testify that the Lord is doing the willing and the working at Arizona State.
Amen.
This is my fourth year at ASU, and I can really testify that this past semester, a lot of the burden has really fallen on the students to take the reins in our club. And because of this, we really had to be blent together.
Amen.
Previously, we kind of done things individually, and it just didn't work out. But this semester, we really had to pray together and be blent together, and it's been so sweet. Like I said, the burden has really fallen on us, but this is really the Lord's mercy and His sovereignty.
Amen.
And it's even His mercy and His sovereignty that we're still going on as strong as we are right now.
Amen.
So, praise the Lord. Arizona State needs a lot of prayer, but we're going on strong.
Amen.
Hello.
I'm Mark. This is Mary, and this is Becca, and we represent Christians at UCSD. The club has been meeting since 1999, and my highlight of the year has been being the homes.
Amen.
And basically, at the homes, we meet with different people in the community, and it's just very enjoyable. It's always a home-cooked meal. And we read the Bible, and we get much enjoyment in Christ.
Amen.
And it's just, I always deeply appreciate every, like, all the families who do this. It's just very sweet, very humbling. And even though I'm with my family, just being with these families and the students, and maybe have like become part of my family.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm Becca Chang, and I'm a sophomore at UCSC. And this year, I really enjoyed that the Christian life is not about being by yourself or being like a hardcore individual Christian, but I really enjoy being with the believers also, like all the time, because I meet with small Bible studies every week, and I also live with four other sisters who are also part of the club on campus. And this year we decided that we wanted to get to know more of the people that are part of the club but we don't really get to talk to. So we invited some people over for lunch, and it was just really sweet preparing and fellowship at the house together for this time. And it was really fun and enjoyable cooking together and even cleaning up together. So like we all contributed our own best dish. I made a really yummy shrimp dish, and my roommate made this chicken. So through this experience and many others, I really got close with my house, and then this made it a lot easier for me to bring up prayer burdens that came out through the year. And so it's really cool to live the normal Christian life with other fellow lovers of Christ.
Amen.
Well, I'm Mary Folk. I'm a second year at UCSC. I go back to what saying, our Christian life is not an individual matter. But we need other Christian members.
Yeah.
And last year, the students at UCSC began meeting in small groups on campus. And gathering in small groups has been the highlight of my year.
Yeah.
Because I get together with several other students, other sisters on campus during the week. And we just get into a ministry book or a book of the Bible. At this quarter, I meet on Fridays at 10 with four other sisters. And we just read the Bible together.
Yeah.
And I think these are really enjoyable for me because during my busy class schedules or while I'm studying for my exam, I can find rest in the Lord by being with other believers on campus.
Amen.
Like what the other students have shared, Matthew 18:20 says, for where there are two or three gathered into my name, there am I in their midst.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that our Christian life is not an individual matter,
but
we have other Christian members on campus for us to pursue with.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm Mark, this is Justin, and this is Aaron, and we're all from Cal State Long Beach, Christians on campus. We were founded in 1978, and what I've really enjoyed over this last year is having a gospel living, just the gospel coming into our daily lives. And just like one example was, you know, I have a locker, and, you know, I was just getting my stuff out of my locker to head off to class, and another guy was just heading off to class as well. And, you know, I that morning I had enjoyed a verse on resurrection power, and I was enjoying resurrection power, and we just started to like talk with each other, and he was kind of having a bad day so far, and I was just like, you know what, you can enjoy resurrection power. And it's so, the easiest way to do it is just by calling on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And then he called on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He got saved that day.
Amen.
And I got saved that day.
Amen.
Amen. My name is Aaron. I am a second year transfer student at Long Beach. I got in contact with the club on my first day on campus. Now, I came to campus with a hard heart, but I gradually became softened through oneness and fellowship with the body.
Yeah.
I experienced such fellowship as we see in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, where two is better than one. When one falls, the other can pick him up. But if they both fall, they can both keep warm. I found it very encouraging, not just in my pursuit for an education, but for my pursuit for Christ.
Amen.
And praise the Lord, it doesn't just have to stop on campus,
Amen.
But it goes even as far as the homes.
Amen.
So praise the Lord for oneness and fellowship on the campus, that we may be built up in Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. My name is Justin. I'm a junior at Cal State Long Beach.
And the Lord has been real fresh for me this year. I just realized this club, Christians on Campus, is not just a club or an organization, but this club really, you know, it's not really just to get together, but it's, we really get built up with one another and really directs my life out of school and really preserve my college years. To get the full experience of Christ, I've really participated in student coordination this year and really learned to pray and coordinate with one another. When you come together, you come with your concepts, your thinking, your opinions, but you just have to drop all that when you come to your coordination and just pray to the Lord and just deny yourself. So it's just been a real good enjoyment for me to get with the students and pray with one another.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hi, we're students from Calcio Los Angeles. My name is Neo, Dee Dee, and Hanwei. Last quarter, we experienced something that we couldn't really put into words. But we realized that what we experienced was an exercise of the birthright as a priest. We enjoyed the Lord individually, corporately, and in the meeting. And I'm going to share how we enjoyed the Lord corporately at school. We started meeting together on Tuesday afternoon in the middle of the Cal State LA on the grass area because we were scared, and we were scared we didn't know how to carry out the Bible study. So we met together, four or five, six saints together, and we prayed for this matter. So we prayed for the Bible study, and then later on we prayed for one another, and we prayed for our friends. Yet, well, although we didn't save thousands of people, but one thing we did is that we get to throw in our Lord in the Cal State LA.
Amen.
And we are strengthened to carry out our Bible study.
Amen.
And third, the Bible study became a center in our school life.
Amen.
And lastly, that the prayer time together on Tuesday afternoon turned to be our salvation.
Amen.
And the brother Hongwei is going to share our Bible study experience.
Oh, my name is Hongwei, and I'm a creative student in Cal State LA, and my sharing is about Bible study. Before go to the Bible study, most saints will prepare the message. So everyone, whenever I go to the Bible study, our hands are not empty. Our hands are full of the produce of Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, so the produce will also share for other saints. I remember that one time that when the meeting became very quiet, Neil asked a question and expect everyone to answer, and one sense and answer the question. I think his answer not only make other sense know more knowledge about the Bible, but they also get more Christ.
Amen.
Oh, so I think the Bible study is really a good chance to shepherd, to nourish other saints.
Amen.
Oh, so, oh, Lord Jesus,
amen.
Oh, bless this campus.
Amen.
Oh, we need more gospel friends.
Amen.
Oh, please bear more remaining fruits.
Amen. My experience of the Lord is how He is so faithful and abundantly supplied through this quarter. Because for some of our students, we are so busy, we don't have time to go to the Bible study. Then He prepared a small group meeting for two and three of us to come together and read the Bible or pray together. And if we can even go to the small group meeting, He will remind us to call each other and pray together. So praise the Lord that He always give us opportunity to enjoy Him as a priest. Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. We represent the Christian Students Clubs at UCI and Irvine Valley College. I'm Jared. I'm a third year, and I joined the club when I was a freshman.
I'm John. I'm a second year, and I joined when I was a freshman.
I'm Elaine. I'm fourth year. I joined the club my junior year. So in Matthew 18:19, it says that if two of you are in harmony on earth concerning any matter for which they ask, it will be done for them from my Father who is in the heavens. As a club, we spent a lot of time together outside of meetings, and I happen to live near a bunch of the members. So I go over a lot, and sometimes to study, sometimes to eat dinner, enjoy each other's presence, and play volleyball sometimes. I just enjoy that all the time spent outside is for the meetings.
Amen.
It's for the pursuing of the Lord.
Amen.
Like being built up even outside of the meetings, it helps us to get to know one another.
Yes.
So when we come together in the meetings, we know each other, we're one with the Lord and one with each other, and Amen. Our coordination is the coordination of the body.
Amen.
This bonding, this harmony in the Lord gives the Lord a way to move on the campus.
Amen. Amen. I also enjoy this matter of being built up with the other members, specifically in the matter of prayer. And we've been endeavoring together with all the club members to really build up this atmosphere and life of prayer. In the morning, you know, I could wake up and next door I hear the brother calling on the Lord. I'm like, Amen, praise the Lord. And then they're having, you know, a prayer time. And then even, you know, throughout the day, in the afternoon, I'll go home and as I'm going up the stairs, I hear brothers praying in the room right next to me. And like, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And also in the evening, you know, on any given night throughout the week, we'd just be maybe singing in the room next to, in my house, and maybe the house next to us. We'd just be praying and praising the Lord. Mm-hmm. And it's really enjoyable. Even now, a lot of our friends and our other members are meeting more with us in the homes to pray with us. And all this is for also being built up.
Amen. I enjoy the same point about being built up through prayer. And from the last college conference, we saw this verse, Matthew 18:19. You know, where it says, if two or three of us are in harmony, we can ask the Father for anything. And I just enjoyed the point where it's just two or three people. It's not like we need a whole room of 1,000 people, right? It's just two or three of us that need to be in harmony. And that we can ask the Father of anything, right? It's not just some things, but anything.
Mm-hmm.
And in my personal experience, you know, my friends, my companions and I, we were trying to meet up with this brother for weeks. And we couldn't do it. So one day we just prayed. You know, we prayed for him to meet up with us the next day. And guess what? He met with us the next day.
Amen.
So I was just amazed, you know. The Lord answers these prayers, right? And I was, and just how two or three people can move God's hand.
Wow.
It's just so amazing that such a small group can move the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus!
Amen.
Hello, my name is Carmen Ortega, and this is Rodney Rodriguez, and we're students at East Los Angeles College, representing, Christians on campus. Anyway, the club started in the fall of 2007, so it wasn't that long ago, and I started going when I was a freshman there, which was in the fall of 2008. Actually, during our club meetings, we've been enjoying the Book of John, we've been going over it, and honestly, like, it's been very enjoyable. Like, we've been going over the footnotes and really getting into them and praying about it. It's just really enjoyable. Also, to contact those students that have been signing up to go to the club, we use Google Docs, and we always are updating it with information about the students and everything. And I remember one day I was updating it, and there was, like, a little bit of students in our list, and I was like, I was talking to the Lord, and I was like, Lord, what happened to all these other students that were here before? And the week after that, the room was filled with like about like 20 or 30 students. I was like, oh Lord Jesus, thank you. I was just like, when I was speaking, I was just like filled with like so much joy because like all the students that were there from the years past, they came back to the meetings and they started meeting with us again. It's very enjoyable.
My name is Ronnie Rodriguez, and I've been going to the Christian Club since it was founded, which is 2007. And I've been really enjoying meeting up in the twos and threes with other brothers, but also I've been enjoying prayer because it's very important, especially because we have the burden to not only bring the students to the Bible study, but even to enjoy the home meetings or even gather in twos and threes in the campuses. But, And we get a good number in the Bible studies, about an average of 20 to 30. But now recently we've had some students for the Bible study coming to the home meetings and even enjoying gathering in the twos and threes. And I really had an experience with prayer, which was 2 days ago. It was probably on Wednesday. I was praying for a brother who's been going to a Bible study for a year consistently, but he never really gathered in twos and threes or enjoyed anything outside the Bible study. So I prayed to the Lord on Wednesday, you know, oh Lord, really bring them, Lord, that he may enjoy more of you, that he may gather in the twos and threes. And then the brother, the Lord answered, and the brother met with two other brothers, or actually three other brothers, because I was there too. And he came, the Lord answered, like he's really faithful, he came, so we really enjoyed the word together, and really, you know, that's what prayer does. It really answers, the Lord answers, especially if you pray according to his purpose. And so I really encourage everyone to pray, and maybe not only once or twice, I mean only once, maybe more than once, twice or three times a day, but amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, saints. I'm Hannah, this is Gloria, and this is Adriana, and we come from Christian Students at Cal Poly. The club has been meeting since 1994, and this year has just been enjoying the blessings of being built up together in one accord.
Amen.
I personally met the club in the summer of my senior year, and I just, these past 3 years, been enjoying just being, pursuing the Lord with so many believers.
Amen. I was brought into the club through Hannah and was captured by the home meetings my sophomore year.
And I met the club at the college table the first week of my freshman year. And I've been meeting with the twos and threes, and it's been very enjoyable. However, I've only been able to grow individually. I still lack that shared experience with the other students until recently when I went to the spring break trip. And that was 6 days, and it was just so enjoyable. You know, we ate together, we shared the same room, we rode in the van. For 9 hours straight, we worshiped, we prayed, oh, this was so enjoyable. My fondest memory was from Vegas to Salt Lake City. One of the brothers pulled out his guitar, and I don't know, like the Spirit just descended down upon us. We were singing and harmonizing, and oh my gosh, this is so awesome. But so after the trip, there was just such a yearning in my spirit to be with other students.
Amen. I too haven't been enjoying being built up with the other Christian students on campus this year. This year was actually the first time that our Bible study students who attend were actually able to give reviews and interviews of the material that we're going to go over. The Lord has supplied me so many times to give us opportunities to just give these reviews and intros, and I don't like public speaking, but he just supplied me to go up there and stand with another sister. But I felt so supplied to give these reviews and intros because it wasn't me standing, it was everybody in that Bible study standing up together in spirit.
Amen.
And just seeing other students on campus just brought me back to Christ. And no matter how bad my day was, no matter how stressed, or I just didn't want to go to work, I saw another believer just walking on campus, and he saw the light of Christ shining down.
Amen.
Amen. Throughout last summer and into the fall, I started meeting with a group of students to pray for more student involvement and for the students to take the lead on the campus. And as many opportunities were presented throughout the year for the students to be together, to pray together, to pursue the Lord together, we had much blessings of our hearts being softened, and that many more students had much care for one another, and many more were wanting to meet together with us to pray together for the campus and to help one another to pursue the Lord. And so these prayer times have become student prayer times every Tuesday for us all to pray together for the campus. And this has just been, oh, such a blessing for us to be a feeling of oneness and knowing each other more, for that us just to want to shepherd each other.
Amen.
Lord, and our continued prayers for much more, enjoyment together, blending together, and oneness together.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm Jerry, and this is Raquel,
and we're representing Christians on campus in Mount San Jacinto College.
Amen.
This club started last semester. There was a desperate sister who was giving out tracts, and someone started and told her, oh, you're not allowed to do that. So she said, so what am I supposed to do? So she filled a form, and we were able to start with Bibles for America table. The first 2 weeks, 100 people, almost 100 people signed up for the club. And there's only 3 of us in the campus. So I was really excited. And we were working to get the club going on. Eventually, we were able to start the club. We had a welcome dinner, and we were expecting at least 40, right? Mm-hmm. Like 40 out of 100. 6 showed up. Oh, but wait, we prayed for the real seeking ones.
Yeah.
Lord, we're the real seeking ones. 6 showed up. It's been enjoyable. What I enjoy the most is seeing that there's so many people seeking the Lord. I don't know what happened to the rest of those 90 that didn't show up, but there's people. We just need to open ourselves to the Lord, and He will use us in
Amen.
Our campuses.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord for the seeking one.
Amen.
My top enjoyment was just seeing two of my high school friends start going meeting with us in the Bible studies and home meetings. When I found out that they were coming to my campus, me and a sister, we just started praying for them. I was like, Lord, amen, that they might pursue with us. And the Lord answered their prayer, and both of them I just really enjoyed to see them grow in life, how much they really come to really love the Lord and really come to love the Word.
Amen.
And they just love to read the Word in the Bible studies and in the home meetings. And the Big Bird Conference, they both were there. And one of them just said that he really enjoyed that because he felt like he got a lot closer to God.
Amen.
And the other one, she really enjoyed the home meeting. She says they're awesome. So it's just, it's been such an encouragement to me, and it's so refreshing to see how much they've grown in the Lord.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. And this has also encouraged me to continue preaching the gospel to my high school friends and all my friends.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. We're here as a representative from UC Riverside.
Amen.
I'm Dennis Liu, and this is...
I'm Michelle.
we're just here to enjoy some of our top portions of our school years. For my school years, I really enjoyed our college prayer meeting in our apartments with all the brothers. What we do is on Tuesday night, we just come together from 9:30 to 10, we just pray together. And there's one night that I really enjoyed, was that one of the brothers, he brought a friend to the prayer night meeting, and his mother was bad at his health condition. So all of the brothers prayed for him and his mother. And it was like the atmosphere was just so overwhelming. You can sense that the Spirit is just overflowing through each of the brothers.
Yeah.
Just praise the Lord for this one body.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord for the strong Spirit and all the saints.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus!
Yeah. I'm Michelle. I'm a senior at UC Riverside. And one of the things I've enjoyed most about the Christian on Campus Club is meeting with the groups of 2s and 3s. Last quarter, I met with another sister, and we were meeting once a week to pray and read together. And it was just the two of us. And we were praying for another sister to join us, but her schedule was too busy, and it just seemed like there was never going to be a time that worked out. But we just kept on praying anyways. And praise the Lord, He answers prayers.
Yeah.
And now this quarter, her schedule's opened up, that sister's schedule opened up, and now we're meeting together, the three of us, praying and enjoying the Lord together.
So this wasn't part of the plan at all. My name's Michaela, and I actually am from Colorado, and it was put on my heart to come up here and speak. So I really don't have anything written down. But I just want to say, I've been following the Lord for 6 years, and I found my Christian student Bible study on campus my first week of school at Metro. I'm a freshman, and there's only like 4 or 5 people in our group, and it's so small. But just the power of God in even a small group of people.
Yeah.
And being here and looking at all of you, like, united in Christ, and just the power that is in this room, the power
yeah.
of God here.
Yeah.
We can do so much, guys.
Yeah.
This is Cal California, of all places, we need the Lord. LA, I mean, look at Hollywood. We need to show the world God, and I am so thankful that just, I've never experienced anything like this.
Amen.
It's something so new,
Amen.
And God is amazing. Can I have all of you stand up with me? Just real quick, stand up. Everyone, lift your hands to the Lord and say, Jesus, I surrender to you, God.
Amen.
I surrender to you, Father.
Amen. Jesus, I surrender to you.
God, surrender to you, Father.
Jesus!
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus! Amen! I love you guys, and I love you, God, and I am so thankful. Amen!
Amen!
I am Judy Seid, and I'm from Cal State Fullerton.
Sorry.
Hello, there's a... Is this working?
I'm Kathy, and I'm from Cal State Fullerton as well.
I'm Paul, and I'm from Fullerton Junior College. This past semester, we really enjoyed this verse, Ephesians 4, verse 16. It's really been our experience this past semester. It's been amazing.
Out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love.
So the Christian Students Club has began in somewhere in the 1970s, and I've been with the club since my freshman year. And this semester, I've been really enjoying the matter of prayer and coordination with each other. I feel like these times are great because it's an opportunity for us to get together more and be together more, because we only see each other normally on Wednesdays during our Bible study. And during these times, I feel like we get to know each other more. And this way, I'm able to open up to one another or to the others and just even talk about my matters that I have a burden for my friends to pray for, and even family members or even classmates. And so even the others are able to do that too, to open up their matter. So brothers and sisters, I need you and we need each other.
Yeah. I've really been enjoying those student prayer times in the home. Every Friday we have a breakfast with the students, and we would have rotation in different Saints homes in Fullerton. And it's been so sweet. I've been really enjoying all the blending amongst the members, even with one another as the students. It's been really profitable. The Lord's really blends us together and really built us together. And I really saw that the issue of all this time getting together, times of prayer, issued in our love for one another, and also the building, which is the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this building up of the body of Christ, which is out of love.
Amen.
Amen. I am a freshman at Fullerton Junior College. I've been meeting with the club since the beginning of freshman year. This verse has really been my experience, just being knit together. As sister said, we have a prayer time and coordination twice a week, Mondays and Fridays. And through this coordination time, we were able to plan a school breakthrough. And we went to the Midwest, and the trip was incredible. We got to blend the states from Chicago, Madison, and Champaign, and other college students. And we stayed with people's homes, and the trip was just something else. We just experienced just above all that is that together, like the colleges and Fullerton, which two campuses, we've been knit together so much, even though we're separated by two streets. We've just been knit together and built up together, so it's really sweet.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Tiffany. This is Crystal and Philip. And we're from Campus Christians at Cyprus. And we were founded in 1992. And I just wanted to share like a little bit of my testimony real quick. I had for a whole year seen the posters around campus for Campus Christians, and I ignored it for a year. And everywhere I turned, I tried to ignore it. There'd be a poster in my face everywhere I turned. And so I tried to ignore it. It was like God was like, "What are you doing? I'm trying to show you signs," and I'm ignoring it. But so finally, I started listening, and I came in contact with the club finally. And also during that year, I'd been praying to find a church and to come into contact with other believers. And my prayer was answered.
Amen. Amen.
And it's been a blessing. I can honestly tell you that the fellowship has been awesome.
Amen.
And that, I mean, I've learned more about the body of Christ and how we all have a function.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
Okay. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One thing that really touched in this semester that I enjoy Christ continually and spontaneously.
Amen.
Yeah. For example, one time my serving wife asked me a question. Did you eat your breakfast at this morning? I said yes. And then he asked, "So, what verses are you enjoying?" I asked, "Excuse me? I cannot believe it." However, at that moment, I realized when I come to the front of the God's words, that is my spiritual meal with the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, this is very important.
Amen.
And the first thing we must do every day.
Amen.
So, Jeremiah 15:16 said, "Your words were fun and I ate them."
Amen.
And your word become to the gladness and joy for my heart.
Amen.
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 Amen. To better explain the blending on the Cyprus campus, I'd like to share John 6:21, and it says, "Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going." Him in this verse is the Lord, saints, and I really enjoyed and learned how to call the Lord into my boat.
Amen.
And I've just really learned and just really enjoyed the fellowship and the blending and the building up of the saints on the campus. The enjoyment of just knowing that we're the body and the Lord is the head and we're not moving without the head. And it's just been so enjoyable and refreshing to be able to turn to my spirit. And just know, even now, being here, that I'm qualified. I'm qualified to turn to my spirit on campus.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
How about we all say hallelujah 3 times?
Hallelujah!
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 Amen.
Well, what can you say after all of that but hallelujah? You know, I just really appreciate all this.